It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Arkansas Congressman Tom Cotton talks to Roby Brock about why he supports military action in Syria. Plus, the new art gallery Bottle Rocket prepares for liftoff in Fayetteville.
We also hear comments from Rajiv Shah, administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. He spoke yesterday on the University of Arkansas campus.
But first, the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care is continuing programs that seek to improve nursing homes in the state through training, education, and evaluation. Julie Kettlewell works with the nonprofit and says they have quality improvement experts who work with staff at 110 Medicaid-qualified nursing homes in Arkansas.
We have an analytic department, and we receive data from CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they give us data that we can analyze, and we share that data with the nursing homes and go out and say, here's your quarterly report, or here's your every 6-month report, so that we can show them, here's where you were and here's where you're going, either making progress or you're not making progress.
Jenny Ginocchio with the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care says statistical data on the quality of care in nursing homes is important, but families still must do their part.
The considerations that need to be made are going to be unique to every family situation. And so it's important to ask questions of the facility, to visit the facilities, and to take a look around. Are the residents happy? Are they being well cared for? Do amenities or the programs that are being provided fall in line with your family members' interests and needs? And so it's really going to be up to each individual family to determine what nursing home is best for their family member.
As of June, the Arkansas Innovative Performance Program has trained more than 638 nursing home professionals to aid efforts aimed at enhancing the well-being of residents at elder care facilities.
Madison County voters head to the polls today for a special sales tax election. Madison County Judge Frank Weaver says if the 1% sales tax is approved, it could bring in projected revenues of between $800,000 and $1 million for needed county projects.
What we're proposing to do if this sales tax passes is to provide monies for repair on the courthouse and restoration of it, to set up a building fund, to help our solid waste, and to help our local fire, our volunteer fire departments as well, and to put money in the county general for the upkeep of our buildings that we don't have money for.
Weaver says if the tax doesn't pass, some difficult operational decisions would have to be made.
If it doesn't pass, we're going to have to do some real evaluation and reevaluations of the services that we're currently offering. And, you know, we're just going to have to cut services and our staff. We don't have the money to continue as we have been serving in the past. So a portion of that money that went to County General would relieve that pressure. But if it doesn't pass, we're simply looking at some cuts in staffing and servicing.
Polls are open for the special election until 7:30 this evening.
Another special election is being held in Northwest Arkansas today. Siloam Springs is holding a sales tax election of its own, but Holland Hayden, the city's communications director, says the tax is not a new one.
It's actually for the reallocation of the existing 1 cent sales tax. So we're basically just changing the designation of that sales tax that's already in place. It would go 40% to public safety, which includes police and fire, 40% to streets, and 20% to administration.
Based on current projections, the tax raises about $2.8 million annually. There's only one polling place for this special election. That's at the Siloam Springs Community Building at 110 North Mount Olive.
And early voting begins today in Bentonville for the third millage increase proposal in 5 years. If approved by voters in the school district, the 2.9 mil increase would fund construction of a second high school in the district, which would serve more than 2,200 students. Mary Lay, the school district's director of communications, says the current high school serves about 4,200 students and that classroom space is scarce.
We have 65 teachers on carts right now, and that's very significant. That means they don't have a classroom, that they roam all day from one teacher that has a planning period to the next teacher that has a planning period. and without their environment and preparation time, that's really hurts them. It makes it more complicated for them. We want to keep the best and the brightest teachers and not put them in those kind of situations. And to put that in perspective, Central Park is our largest elementary school. They have 805 students and 55 full-time teachers. So we have more teachers on carts than our largest elementary school has on staff.
Lay says with continued growth in the district, a failed millage increase this time could mean the introduction of more portable classrooms or split schedules or even state intervention, meaning that the school's operating budget would be cut in order to fund construction of a new facility. Lay says for this election, there are several early voting sites.
You can go to Bentonville County Clerk's office right now, and that's between 8 a.m. to 4:30, and that's right behind the courthouse on the square. It's on the second floor, and it only takes like about 60 seconds. You can also go to Rogers County Clerk's office on 300 Poplar Street, Rogers. You also can go to Siloam Springs County Clerk's office at 707 Lincoln in Siloam Springs, and then you can go to Reardon Hall, which is in the Bella Vista area, and it's from 8 to 4. It closes a little earlier. And you can go to the Centerton Firehouse in 755 Centerton Boulevard in Centerton between 8 and 4.
Early voting at all polling places will take place through Friday, but it will also continue on Monday at the various county clerk's offices. If you'd rather wait until Election Day on the 17th, Lay says voters should double-check where their precinct is, as some polling places have changed.
Beginning today, traffic will be limited on a portion of Interstate 540 in Springdale. One lane on both the northbound and southbound sides will be closed between exit 69 and 72 between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. Outside of the work hours, all lanes will be open, but with reduced lane widths and closed shoulders. The work zone is expected to stay in place through Friday.
Though NPR reports that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has hinted at accepting a Russian plan that would result in him handing over the country's chemical weapons, Washington remains divided on potential direct military involvement in the country. Arkansas 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack yesterday stated his opposition to military intervention in Syria, stating that his constituents clearly oppose such action. Congressman Womack further stated that after attending a classified briefing on the issue, military action would not be in the best interests of the country. Senator Mark Pryor has similarly stated his opposition to military intervention in Syria, but in a few minutes we'll hear from 4th District Congressman and Senate challenger Tom Cotton on why he is in favor of using military force.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas, lower 70s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs from 91 to 94. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows from the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas to lower 70s tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley.